ABC is the latest network doing the anchor shuffle. I know it sounds like something you do at a wedding reception, but this time it's Diane Sawyer stepping away from the evening anchor desk at ABC's World News, a position she's held for 5 years. For more on the changes and who will be taking the lead later this summer, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hey there, Eric.
Hey.
So, Diane Sawyer, what's next for her?
Well, she's going to step back from daily work on World News, and she's going to lead a team of producers to do investigative work and special interviews, kind of like what we saw her do with Hillary Clinton. And what's interesting is that Barbara Walters also retired from ABC earlier this year, and she's supposed to step back from daily work on The View to do special projects and celebrity interviews. So at some point, we might actually see Diane Sawyer and Barbara Walters kind of compete against each other for these big get interviews.
Meanwhile, talk about how ABC is approaching replacing Sawyer.
So David Muir, who is the co-anchor for 2020 and occasionally fills in for Sawyer now, he's going to step up and become anchor and managing editor of World News. But George Stephanopoulos, who co-anchors Good Morning America and also anchors The Sunday Show This Week, he gets a new role as chief anchor. And he does all that stuff that the anchor normally does as the face of the news for the network. So he'll do breaking news, he'll do special event coverage, and he'll do all the elections coverage. And so what's interesting, and this is really important, we're seeing the face of the news division become the guy who leads the morning newscast, not the guy who leads the evening newscast like on the other networks.
Meanwhile, Diane Sawyer obviously was one of a handful of women to make it in the evening news anchor job. What's her legacy?
Well, her legacy is that she was the first solo female anchor at the network news level to actually make the job work. Katie Couric did it before her for CBS, but there was always a sense that she was not quite successful in that job, whereas Diane Sawyer came in, stabilized World News, made it very much a contender in the evening news race. And she also did the same thing before that at Good Morning America with Charlie Gibson. She came to ABC from CBS, where she was the first female correspondent for 60 Minutes. So she has a history of innovating and also being a bit of a turnaround specialist for some of these shows that she's worked on.
So, Eric, obviously she had an important role as a female anchor on a national commercial broadcast. We still have Gwen Ifill and Judy Woodruff on the NewsHour on PBS, of course. But is this noteworthy? Or since the glass ceiling's essentially been broken, it's not seen as so much of an issue?
Well, my question is, who follows Diane? As we mentioned before, Barbara Walters retired. Diane has stepped back from daily work. Two big female icons are stepping back. Who can lead these evening newscasts and become the face of women in TV news for the future? That's still an open question and one that I hope the TV news industry responds to.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans on the anchor changes at ABC. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.